some funny stuff.
We're recording live. We better not be live.
No, it's how it is live all the time.
Y'all be talking that shit. Time. Made us pay that fee. StreamYard. Whatever. That's funny.
But we're in.
We're in. And guess what?
What?
Fuck it. You got a StreamYard. No problem. You guys go to StreamYard for all your video needs.
You want to tell them the monthly plan and the budget plan and what the difference is? Let them know.
For $20, you can get a bunch of shit you don't know. And they say for free, but like once you pay, you can't ever go back to being free.
Yeah.
Remember that. That was hilarious. All right. So we're here to talk about Love is Blind. We cannot wait. I binged it. I finished the shit quick. Oh, they get me with that every time.
They do. And I can't wait for the new like chunk of episodes to come out each time. Because don't they come out in clusters?
Yes. And then the live episode is tonight. Is it tonight?
Oh, really?
They have a live reunion.
Well, that's what I'm looking forward to. And I want to find out like the after of them seeing everything. Ooh, I can't wait for... And this is going to be a whole spoiler episode. So if you guys haven't seen it, this isn't the one for you. But if you have seen it, join in and let's talk about it. So Micah, I can't wait until Paul talks about Micah and Kwame's conversation around the pool.
This shit was unacceptable. It was so unacceptable.
That's right. I got that right, right?
You said...
Micah.
And Kwame's, and they were all talking about how they wish they would have picked each other, basically.
Yes, and they were hanging around the pool for a little bit too long with each other, having a private conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I want to hear his feedback about that.
Yeah, I just want to know, after seeing everything, right, what they say. No, you did. You jumped right into it. It's okay. Because the ones that have watched will get it.
Right.
We're up first with Micah and Paul. Michael was not a favorite. I'm sorry. She is, in my opinion, a mean girl. I feel like this season was the first season that they were really childish as shit in the house. Like, instead of making friends, Micah and, is it Irina?
I think so.
They made it really hard for anybody to be cool. I mean, it was a wonder that
it is Irina.
Chelsea and them got to be cool. Chelsea and Bliss and everybody else. Jackie, all of them were cool, but them bitches were mean girls. And they have so many memes of her being like the wicked stepsisters on Cinderella. Micah and Irina.
Yep.
Bitches. Anyway.
So do you want to talk about them being in the pod? Did you think that Micah and Paul were going to be like together talking in the pod? Wasn't there somebody else who was also interested in, or I guess she was debating between him and Kwame? Was it always him and her all along?
It was always them in the three between like the love triangle.
With the Kwame. That's it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With Kwame and then Paul.
So what did you think about, I guess, Micah's friend? Because that was another part that was a big mess of it. Just kept saying, this just isn't for you. And Micah seemed really into Paul. But don't know if she really was into Paul. Like, can we talk about that whole dynamic? Like, what do you think about them?
Michael. That's that bitch's name. It's Michael. No, Micah and Paul. I just feel she's too pure for him. He's too pure for her. Ooh, typo that shit.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
He's too pure for her. She is a fucking mean girl. She really is. Like, she showed her ass on the season. So do you think she was really
into him?
No.
Or do you think it was just a show?
I feel like she was just trying to be on the show.
Okay. And you think he knew?
Yeah, she just wasn't trying to bend a lot. You know, she wasn't trying to fit into his life. Excuse me. Into his life much, as far as, like, she didn't want to live in his apartment. She did like his mom, but
his apartment was really small.
It was very small, but he liked it. Okay, he liked it.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but if you don't even have a place to put your clothes at, like even if it's a small closet or a drawer, And wasn't his desk like in the corner of the living room? This is where I work.
This is what I have. Yes, he had a very like bare minimum place, and she's a very
extra person. Get together, you would get your own place. You know, make it together. See, everybody talked bad about her, but she grew on me, and I thought that she.
You felt bad for her, huh?
I don't know if I felt bad for her because I kind of feel like something was wrong, anyways. Like the Kwame thing really turned me off with her from the jump. That's why I mentioned it right away. But I just don't know, like, she did seem into her or in him.
After the fact, and he seemed into her.
Yeah.
I feel like she was into him, but Kwame was always in the back of her mind.
I know, that's why I can't wait to hear what he says.
She kept thinking about Kwame, and you know, Kwame was on Married at First Sight.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't get in. He tried to be on Married at First Sight.
I thought he was one of like the groomsmen.
No, he tried to be on a season, I guess, and didn't get picked.
Well, he was just looking for love.
Either he's looking for love or he's an opportunist. I do like his sister, though.
Oh my gosh, I loved his sister. And I loved, like, I'm so, okay, let's talk about Kwame and Chelsea real quick.
Yeah, I love Chelsea.
We're kind of jumping around a little bit. But, so Chelsea and Kwame, I guess there was a love triangle between them and Micah. And Kwame and Chelsea, I guess, he ended up choosing her. And she just knew, like, from the jump that you were, like, you're going to be my man. Wasn't she like really into him no matter what he did? She was like, he's going to be mine at the end of the day.
She even knew that he was going to choose Micah first, but Micah turned him down.
Mm-hmm.
Remember he was very upset when he got turned down by Micah. And then all of a sudden was like, okay, fuck it. I can be with Chelsea.
Maybe he was just really looking to get married. I feel like she was too. I feel like these two really just wanted to be married.
I felt for Chelsea, it was always Kwame.
It was always Kwame, though, no matter what he did. It was just kind of weird to me a little bit. Just like how it was so, it just didn't matter what he did. She just wanted to be married to him, I guess, at the end of the day. So yeah, because I guess it's sweet. Is it sweet? I don't know.
Those times when he was out of line, when he was talking to, you know, Micah at the pool, she had a lot of self-control because I would have caused a scene on Love is Blind season 4. I just would have caused a scene. They were both out of fucking line. They really were. And then what do you think about Micah's BFF on the show turning on her and wanting Paul?
Wait, what?
Do you remember Irina wanted Paul? Did you miss that? Oh,
yes. I was thinking about the one that from the bar that was like crying. Oh, he's not the one for you.
Yes.
She was like, oh, he's cute. And then at the same time, Micah was talking about how cute Kwame was. So, yeah, she definitely wanted Paul.
But then the next day when they met up and she was like, so did Paul talk about me at all? Irina, he does not want you, girl. And what the fuck were you wearing? You know, she said that she had an issue growing up with her skin. Okay. But I guess it made her ugly. I don't know. It made her ugly inside. Like she's
really a shallow bitch.
Yeah, I believe she's like divorced like 2 times.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I can see why. That was the word on the street. Don't quote me, but I heard she was divorced a few times. And they said that, I feel.
I'd be surprised that they would let somebody on the show that's been divorced 2 times, but maybe
I think you can be married, but you cannot have had a kid.
Okay. All right.
Let me see. How many times? They're probably like, I don't even know. Because she ain't nobody.
So Irina, let's talk about Irene and her shadiness.
Okay.
She
Irina,
was.
Irina. And is it Irina or Irene?
Let me go look again.
I don't like her.
Irina. So who was she trying to get with? Oh, they didn't put, I don't have her picture on there. Yes. Okay. It's coming back to me. So Irene and Zach. Zach proposed to Irene, Zach. Irina first. Okay. Yes. Let's talk about that.
She got him to fall in love with her in the pod and convince her, convinced him that he would be her ride or die. She would be his ride or die. And instead of choosing Bliss like he should have chose, he chose her little evil ass.
Now, why do you think, like, what did she say to make him change his mind? Like, what made, like, tell me about why they were so evil and mean girls. Like, I want to talk about that.
Because they would do stuff in the pods deliberately to make the other person choose them. Okay, so you didn't get, like, when Irina was like, oh, Bliss is making you cupcakes.
I know that she asked for one to give to him.
Like, nobody did that shit in season. Like, nobody was, like, being shitty or shady on the other season between each other. Right? Mm-hmm. But they were openly being that.
Yeah. And I think they really just wanted to be on the show.
Definitely.
Like Irina. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. She was mad she didn't get, you know, pick Paul.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Because she thought she would have been more suited with him.
And she said that Zach looked like a cartoon character, and he kept staring her down and giving her the creeps.
The funniest part of that was when they agreed to, like, let it go, and then they're in the mirror, and they're talking, they're brushing their teeth, and he was like, man, I was done with you on day two, and she was like, I was done with you when I saw you.
At least she was honest.
After the fact.
I guess love is not blind for Irina.
Love is not blind for Irina.
No. Mm-mm.
Irina is a biatch. Okay.
So Zach did not pick Bliss, and Bliss really did seem into Zach in the pods.
She was baking him cupcakes. I mean, it was cute. For her. They had the same song, Leanne Womack. You know, I hope you dance. Hope they had that in common.
And they danced to that at the wedding.
Fast forward it. Spoiler, they got married.
Oh, yes, they did. Now, were you surprised?
Bliss and Zach, because, you know, Bliss was a believer in second chances, and she gave Zach a second chance. Now, would you have given him a second chance for real?
Okay, well, I was wondering the whole time whether or not she was doing it just to be able to tell him no at the altar. Like, ha, motherfucker, no, stomp on your feelings. But she did say yes. Would I have given him another chance? I mean, I guess if I was really into him and I really wanted to get married.
Yeah, I guess. Because one thing, they don't know what you look like. It's not like it's personally on you.
I've forgiven worse in my life. I'm sure I probably would.
That's what I'm thinking. But, you know,
terrible.
It'd be one thing if they saw you and they saw you and someone else and they were like, nope, hated it. I want Irina. And then it didn't work out. And then they called you. They never saw Bliss. He never saw her. So he could, you know, I wouldn't have took it so personal. Irina was playing a lot of games to get her to choose her.
I think
to get him to choose her.
I saw
yeah.
It.
Oh, I love your singing. It was terrible.
It was.
Zach was terrible.
I know. But that's why I'm so surprised that Bliss was so into Zach. I feel like, again, it's just another person who really wanted to be married. He seemed like a good guy, had a good job. He looks all right.
He looks like a cartoon character, but so does Irina. And yes, he told Irina she looked like Megan Fox. I mean, that was like, what? Well, Megan Fox would have smacked the shit out of him.
So DJ saw a picture of Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly the other day, and he showed it to me, and he said, what is this? So what do you mean? Megan Fox, he's like, that's what she looks like now. I was like, oh yeah, and that's who she's with, and that's light compared to all the other stuff that have come out about them. And he was so perplexed.
He couldn't believe it. You know what I wacky. Didn't believe? I mean, this is a little bit off the subject of Love is Blind.
I took it off too.
When the hell did Kendall, no, when did Kylie break up with Travis?
I feel like they've been on and off for a long time and never really together.
I miss
like,
that
even
shit.
Even when they're together, they're not really together. They just kind of hang out.
Now she's hanging out with somebody else.
Yeah, and I think she too wanted just another kid with her same baby daddy. You know, she'll find happiness somewhere.
Hey, whatever they're going to do. And then you got the Hulu thing. Look, we're all breaking off. No, we're going to stick to Love is Blind, right?
Yeah, stick to Love is Blind. Okay, let's keep. So we're on Zach and Bliss.
You know how I smoke a lot. Go.
Her dress was gorgeous. I loved Bliss's dress.
It was very pretty.
Looked angelic.
It looked very angelic. Everything mm-hmm. was great. And mm-hmm. I felt that, you know, besides her dad's such a realist. Her dad was like, hated it. He did. He did not approve of her and Zach for real. But he was being a dad. He was being supportive, but he didn't approve.
He was supported on the wedding day. That's all.
He was just like, whatever, yeah. You know you can do better, but let's go. I'll let you walk down, but you can do better.
So do you think they're going to make it?
I think they can make it.
I think they're going to make it, too. I don't know why. They're going to make it. Yeah. Right. Okay. And then what do you think about Brett and Tiffany? I felt like they were good from the jump and there wasn't really any issues with them.
They had no drama.
Right. It was
none.
But that's okay.
No, it was great. They mm-hmm. had the perfect romance love affair on Love is Blind. They had what they are hoping for.
Mm-hmm. It worked. It was cute.
It worked.
I liked them.
They Love said was yes, blind right? in their case. Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss something. Okay.
And yep. Marshall was at the wedding.
Oh, yes. Marshall.
Poor Marshall. Let's talk about Marshall. Jackie, that bitch.
Why is she falling?
I got to stop the cussing. But listen, what? She ain't shit. She ain't shit. What she did wasn't right. But there is word on the street that she said that Marshall was twerking in the bedroom.
Oh.
Making yeah. him seem to be going both ways in this situation. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't down for it. She wanted somebody to take control. I don't know, grab her by the throat. I'm not sure. You might want to ask her. But she did fall for the drunk dude.
That looked like the Rock from the 80s.
He
had with the turtleneck. He all he needed was the fanny pack with the little denim jacket.
And she loved it. He was fucked up.
Excuse me.
Coming to the party.
It was so funny.
Mr. Steal Your Girl. What do you say?
Yeah, I know.
It's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Wasn't that R. Kelly?
That was Usher.
Who was? Oh, okay. I was like, who was the quote R. Kelly?
Trey Songz, right?
Oh, it is Trey
Bottoms
Songz.
Bottoms up, bottoms up.
Yeah.
It's Mr. I did Steal like Your that Girl.
That's like when Nicki Minaj first came out and I liked her.
I couldn't believe it, but.
Okay. So Marshall, I do think that he did not stand up for himself a lot of the times. And he was just trying to make Jackie happy and she just didn't care.
He was too emotional. He wouldn't take control. And, you know, a fun fact that I had heard, you know, they were pissed off that Jackie broke it off with Marshall and said she gonna do what she wanted to do as far as dating, what's his face? And that she wasn't giving back the ring.
Oh, right.
But I heard on one of the Love is Blind podcasts that, is it Jet? What's them two girls from season 3? They have a podcast and they were talking about they get the rings, you know, of course, either Netflix buys them or production. So when she wanted to keep her own ring, it wasn't that far from a big deal. Oh. He didn't pay for it.
Right. Yeah. It's not like he's out any money. Right. So what is he asking for the ring back for? Marshall. I don't know.
But Josh, Josh is her guy.
I've been with like a really weak, sensitive guy before too, who used to cry in the closet about shit. So, you know, that's not attractive either. I do like the manly man, but that other dude that she was messing with seemed like a creeper. So I don't know. They seemed like they're suited for each other. They're probably together, but they probably won't make it.
Her and Josh?
Yeah. Josh. Yeah. Yeah.
They've been spotted at the game together. And
yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So do you think that, let's see, who else? Kwame and Chelsea, do you think they're going to make it? I do.
Long term? I don't know. I don't think so. Because I think he just does and says whatever she wants to hear.
Mm-hmm. I think she's supposed to be married so desperately, I feel like.
That she'll just deal with it.
Yeah. Well, I hope for his sister's sake they make it.
Okay. Yeah, she was excited, but the mom wasn't having nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is. All right. Can we jump to another show?
We did. Did we do everybody?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everybody. Yeah, we got Zach and Bliss. We did Brett and Tiffany, Paul and Micah, Kwame and Chelsea. It seems like there should be so many couples, but there weren't really that many that seemed to make it.
It wasn't. And they keep getting the same kind of formula of different, you know, of the people.
That make it?
The girls, like, I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know. People were complaining that, you know, the blondes, they get the certain types to run each season. I don't know. Anywho, we'll see. We'll see if this, you know, keeps being successful. I like it a lot better than Married at First Sight.
I can't watch Married at First Sight anymore. It ruined it for me. I feel like the season that I got into it was so good that it's so hard to just see them crumble left and right. It's just not even worth it.
Married at First Sight, I still watch it because I need something to watch. And I know. And I am still, I'm pulling for, what the hell is their name? Gina and Clint.
Let's see.
Which was like,
I don't even know who they are.
He was at first like, he said a dumb shit, something stupid in the beginning. But I've forgiven him since. And they can make it really good, but they're just not vibing.
And so you're hoping that they do make it?
I do. I want them. I think they will be a good match if they get out their own way and like make out or something.
Oh, yeah. Anything else you want to talk about? Are they good?
They look like, good together. Married at First Sight. What season is this? 16?
Like 16, I think so. I'm trying to pull them up.
Yes, it is.
You're talking about. Okay.
Let's see. A couple things irritated me. A couple things. Eris and Jasmine. I feel like Eris is like best friend or something, whoever she is to him, in the beginning was all up in his ear about how it's stupid that he's doing this. He shouldn't be doing it. And so ever since then, I feel like he's just never gave Jasmine a fucking chance. I don't even know why he's on the show. And he always says he's not attracted to her. Like, she's beautiful. I just feel bad for them too. Christopher and Nicole are awesome. They, like, love each other to death. And they were, like, drink each other's bathwater.
Yeah, that's so gross.
They would. They're so in love.
Good for them.
They are so in love. Clint and Gina, like I said, I wish they would just. Because they look good together. Mm-hmm. They're both bosses and stuff. They really would work well.
So, are you happy with this season? Is it better than...
It's interesting so far.
Last season was horrible.
Yeah, it's a little bit... I wouldn't say better, because, you know, every season I feel like has somebody that stays together.
Okay. That you're rooting for and stuff. Mm-hmm.
This one has a few more possibilities than usual. Shaquille and Kirsten, they may, you know, I think they'll stay together. She isn't very supportive of him and all the things that he needs, but pretty much she's, like, answering anything he needs. And she's real, like, quiet and everything, so... And Mac and Dominique, they didn't work out. They decided early on. I think they give you an out quicker nowadays, which is good.
So they're making a drag one.
Yeah, because they were asking Eris and Jasmine, like, y'all want to just end this now? Mm-hmm. But they decided to keep it going, so.
I'm surprised they let Zach pick another person, like Bliss. Have they done that
Love
before?
Is Blind?
Right. Mm-hmm. No. Usually when you choose and you're done. They were like, nah, this is going to be good. Let's record this. Let's keep on going. So
and then Josh, too. And then how the fuck did Josh end up at the party they were at? That was such, like, they did that shit on purpose. That was messy.
Right. I agree. They were like, sprinkle some drama in there. They needed it, though. It'd be good. All right. Yeah. So what I've been watching, I did watch Yellow Jackets. I like to wait a few weeks so I can binge watch a few, like in clusters. Because once I watch, I want it to keep going. But it's still so good.
It is so good. I haven't watched. They have like one more episode out, I guess. I haven't watched that
four.
One.
Okay.
But.
From what
girl,
they did.
Ugh. What they did. And I watched. Oh, my God, guys. If you guys are watching Yellow Jackets, this season. Just beware. It is not for the, you know, people with normal stomachs. They do some unspeakable stuff. They really do.
They'll never go back from that.
They'll never go back from that. Ever.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about it.
Say it.
Okay. So. So if you haven't seen Yellow Jackets, you really need to be watching it. So the two girls...
And cut off right now, because we'll spoil the shit right now for you.
Like, fast forward 5 minutes. So basically, all these girls get stranded on the island. There's these two best friends, and the one best friend was sleeping with the other girl's best friend before they got stranded on the island. And then, so they were like frenemy kind of type of things.
Yeah.
I guess the one was really jealous of the other one. The one who was sleeping with the other one's boyfriend. So anyhow, she ended up freezing out in the snow. Long story short, you got to watch it to see it. But she had her dead body around for months and was just talking to it and kind of like...
Eating ears?
Dressing it up. Well, it's not like she was sitting there eating parts off of it. Like the ear fell off because it had been decaying and it was frozen for so long. So, and she ate it. It was weird. But anyhow, one of the other girls from the soccer team that was stranded on the island said, we have to, you know, get rid of the body and the ground's too frozen, so we're going to burn her. So they went to burn her and they all walked away and she didn't finish burning. She cooked. And so when they came out, they saw that she was all roasted and they all were so hungry because they hadn't had food in so long. They just went down and like devoured her, like all parts, everything. It was just insane. And one of the guys closed the door and walked back in. One of the only guys on the island, and the girls just tore into him, and now he's all freaked out. He's like, they're going to eat me.
Oh, he is so scared.
You got to think about it. Yeah. Like, one of the coaches. They're psycho girls. So it was insane. That was the part you were talking about, right?
Yes. You're like, wait till you see what they do. I couldn't believe it. Ugh. I couldn't believe it. The snow came on and made her all, ugh. She wants us to eat her, they said. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
It was so weird. So, I do like that Elijah Woods has joined the cast now. Do you know who that is? Ooh. Elijah Woods? With Misty? Look up Elijah Woods. E-L-I-J-A-H Woods. He's been on, like, everything.
I think I know who he is.
Yeah. Like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's been on everything. And so he's on the show now.
I know that was him.
Mm-hmm. Yep, love it.
I've seen him, but I didn't know that was him. Oh, cool.
So I can't wait to see if that's what it started. I can't wait to see what unfolds the rest of the season. Right?
I can't wait.
For Yellow Jackets?
I
mean,
Yellow Jackets is the shit. Okay, watch it.
Yes. Okay. Love is Blind. Are you caught up? I mean, not Love is Blind. Love After Lockup.
Love After Lockup. Love After Lockup. Oh, my God. What the fuck is Lindsay complaining about? I mean, listen, I know he's not doing his normal, but wasn't she, like, working for him and his business when she got out? And
yeah, but now
he was kind of on top a little bit. Yeah,
but now he doesn't even have a job.
Yeah, no, but he's like, damn. What happened to him? She needed to chill. She said because of being winter, they're just slow.
Oh, that's right.
But he's like, she's being a brat. She just chill the hell out because it was okay when I was doing everything. But when you're doing it a little bit, I see his point.
Yeah, I do like Blaine. He's pretty chill.
I like Blaine.
His hair drives me crazy. His hair drives looks
they
like.
They got to cut, didn't he? Or is still funny looking?
I don't know, but his hair looks like he wants to be a Blaine, and he's really not a Blaine. You know what I mean?
It reminds me of Pretty in Pink.
But that's what I mean. Like, he's trying to be that dude, but he just can't make it work. It's like,
he can't make it work. He can't deal with her running in and out and, like, her breakdowns and shit. It's not good for him.
Do you think he could get in trouble or she could get in trouble for staying with somebody who's on, like, house arrest? I guess
I would think she'd have to get it cleared.
Yeah, I understand why she's upset, but I just think she blew it a little bit up bigger than it is. But he should have told her what was going on and that it was an option. That means he's been doing this for weeks, not telling her, and went and told everybody else except for her. I'd be mad.
I'd be pissed too. I mean,
she'd be mad.
But he's gonna avoid jail time.
What if she can't live with him?
He's gonna. I think, you know, didn't they, that was before they got that house, she found out that, I think she's okay, but you're right. What if she couldn't live with him? He didn't think about all that.
Right. So he just did, it was about poor communication. And sometimes you just need to put your foot down and make sure you get that fixed.
That's it.
They'll probably work.
I think they'll be fine. She stopped flipping out. Who else is it?
On Love After Lockup, Derek and Monique.
Derek and Monique. Derek is a dog. Did Derek have sex with that girl in the bathroom? I feel like I needed to rewind that.
Wait a minute. I might not be 100% caught up. I think I might have two more episodes because I was binge watching like a few.
Okay, well, I'm going to fast forward your ass.
Yeah, you tell me.
The last episode, he came to her hometown and they were going out. And in the bathroom, he went to the bathroom. Made me just seem like the bottle girl may have followed him in, but I might have missed it because I was like, oh, Love After Lockup is one of those shows that like I'll keep pausing and keep trying to pick up later to watch it.
Me too, actually.
And I might have missed something along the way.
Mm-hmm. Or laundry.
Let me know if I'm
missing
something, guys. But damn, I feel like that's what happened.
He probably did. I was surprised.
He's a nasty ass.
Yeah. See, and he is, but Monique also goes through all his shit constantly, all the time.
Right. Monique knows he's
just
a fucking,
weird. I know.
He's a dog. Like,
yeah. Is this, is this season 4?
Life After Lockup. And then they got Mark. Okay, so we already know Monique and him. I don't think they're going to work out in the long run because...
Did he ever propose to her? I know he traveled all the way out to Chicago and then he had to hide the ring from her. And while he was hiding the ring from her, she was going through all his bags to try to find something like an extra phone.
So no,
that's
I don't think
that's
not
bad
yet.
Too. Who do you want to be in a relationship with like that?
Right, got an extra
Both
phone.
Both ways. Yeah. For somebody having an extra phone, you having to go through somebody's bag to find an extra phone. All right. Or you could have a gambling problem. That's whose name I'm looking up. The one who just had the baby.
Oh. What's his name? I can't stand him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he has I don't like his name either. What's his name?
He reminds me of like a loser I would have known.
Straight loser. What the fuck is his name? Here he is. Got right out of jail and just... ran up all his credit. What the hell's mm-hmm. his name?
He was like, I'm going to live. That's how they all feel, though, when they've been locked up for so long. Is this season 4? I think I just asked that. Making sure it's right. District. Chance. Taylor and Chance.
I cannot stand his name.
There it is.
Chance.
Yes, so they just welcomed a beautiful baby boy into the world. Do you see how he ripped that baby off of her chest?
All weird and shit. You mean a baby?
Like, he's like, you've been holding him for 9 months. I want to hold him. And like took the baby and then he started crying. I was like, ooh.
And then she got on social media was like, guys, don't be mean to him. He just only wanted to be with his baby. Okay,
I didn't
Taylor.
See, was that a thing? On social media, do people say stuff about it?
Yeah, they said the same shit we said. Like, what the fuck is his problem? Why did he snatch the baby out your arms?
Mm-hmm. Weirdo. I know, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Taylor, but I don't like him. I think he's getting high. And, of course, he's drinking, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and going out and gambling and spending all their money.
All the money.
It's a shame. Mm-hmm. So shame. The last episode that I saw was he didn't know how he was going to pay the rest of the bills. And I don't know why he's talking to all these people. Like in messenger, can't get it out. You know, saying, oh, they're my friends. It's just my friend. Why you got all these girlfriends?
All these friends, such a little lame ass. Mm-hmm. Okay, Chance. We do not like him.
All right.
Sean and Sarah, oh Lord, little lame-o Sean. Well, we already knew what was going to happen. You know, Sarah's all cozy and with her other baby daddy and acting it wasn't about that. Girl, we watched the season.
Yes, I can't wait until Sean sees. But you know what? Sean deserves it. He's done so much shady stuff. He was juggling the two of them or whatever. I don't care about Sean. I feel bad for their baby. Their beautiful baby girl. Because she's adorable. And now it's going to be like all fucked up.
I know. And then the dad's like, I don't care. He was being disrespectful. And I was like, oh, God, they're about to fight. Isn't he like old enough to be his dad?
Oh yeah.
I bet Sean's old enough to be the baby's father's dad.
Yeah, well, the same with her, I guess, then, because they're the same age. Creeper.
Creeper. We already knew that shit about him.
Yeah, I know. He is. He's a weirdo. What about Marcel and Brittany? It's just weird to me. I don't know if they're like, if they made up the drama or if something happened, but she was the one who invited a girl into their relationship to spice it up and who was trying to like sleep with the girl before him. And then, I mean, I don't think that it was right that he went and slept with that third wheel, but it just, I just feel like everything from there just went completely downhill. And I feel like she was being shady. Didn't she lose money? Didn't she lose all that money on that business deal, or did he lose all the money?
She lost all that money.
Yeah,
he gambles for a job. He gambles for jobs.
So how's he going to work out in Florida? I don't know. It's just really weird to me.
I don't know if, like you said, if it was
made
up. I don't
know why they got back together.
You know, I'm here for a family staying together, I guess. But I don't know if it was all made up just to have another season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she did bring that shit into their relationship. That's why you can't be inviting to a threesome.
Right. It was just all weird. So now she's saying, like, she doesn't get enough attention from him. I don't know. I thought, and wasn't he, like, home and taking care of the kids and taking care of the home? And just, I thought that he was a good guy.
And I thought he was, like, too. And then he did some sneaky, shady shit, I think he found out. Yeah.
He did. But after she was doing sneaky, shady shit, too. Like, at the same time, it was just in a different way. It was just, I don't know. It's really weird to me. I wish they would work, though. I don't like seeing them this way. I don't like seeing them fight.
I don't like it either. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Who else is promising? Eris and Cameron. He is crazy.
Yes.
He's too crazy for her. She is down home. You know, she's like just trying to raise her daughter. Now she's pregnant by his crazy. He is wild.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He wants to be a rapper.
Yeah, but like a loud rapper. Like, he's just, I just don't see them two together. Like, I don't know. I think she could do better than him.
Oh, I agree. Is he the one who smashed the family picture?
Yeah.
Right. After he was out rapping all night?
Yeah. The one that keeps getting drunk and has a drinking problem.
And then there's the other one who's also a rapper. Who took a whole bunch of money out of the bank account and wants to propose and can't tell her where all the money went. So he came up with this big lie. I thought they was going to ruin everything.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Justine and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones I see making it. I see them making it, but like...
As long as he gives up his rapper dreams.
His career. Apparently, his career, he's been making money since he's been in.
Okay. You mean been out?
In
jail?
So
in
when
jail?
He was in...
Okay.
Yeah, so if you didn't see the latest episode, he'll like correct you and say that his money, like he makes money, that he was making songs, I guess, before he went in that still make money, and also his tennis shoes sold while he was locked up. Yeah, so he apparently has some money already. But you'll see that on this latest episode.
I do like him, though.
And I think he's so cute. I think he's cute.
I just don't like his manager guy. Like,
no, the manager being like, oh, you can't. Well, he's probably keeping it real, though. Like, you can't be a family man and sell all these records, because in the rap community, it's like pays. Just the women, too. You can't come in with a boyfriend. Like,
that's true, but it depends on what rap industry you're going into. Maybe he needs to turn to God and do Christian rap. Talk about his family.
About
the community. Mm-hmm. Maybe he just needs to spin it in a different direction. You don't need that player life.
No, and they're looking for places in Vegas. And that's when he let us the world know that he has money. He has about $600,000 saved up.
What?
Girl, I was like, oh, hello, guy. Anyway, because he was saying how much they can do for a house. And he was like, I got about $600,000, but houses out in Vegas were like millions.
Houses everywhere are a lot of money. I don't know how people buy them.
Yeah. Well, like, that's good for them to have a little nest egg.
Vegas and California. It was things like that. I'll shut up. You keep rapping. Don't put that ring on. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that explains though how he got that car for her. If you don't remember back before them episodes that he got a car while he was still locked up.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Right. Okay.
So, okay, I think, did we say everybody that was on air?
Yep.
We did.
Everybody that matters.
Life after lockup is a wrap. Did you watch you?
I watched up to season two. So I'm not, and I think I was maybe season three. When does she die? When does he kill her wife? In the season second or the third season?
He does that in season three.
Okay, I'm in season three. So I wanted to rewatch it because I think I started watching it and I just didn't finish. I think they got into the measles storyline and just didn't feel like hearing it. So I stopped watching.
Season two. Right? Okay. You was like,
so
when
I tried to skip
together.
Over that. Yeah. So I tried to skip over that. So now I'm in season three. And so I'm not at four yet. Is it good?
No, I don't like, in my opinion, I don't like the turn they took.
What turn did they take? Well, tell me about it. What's going on?
They took a turn more as though he's not the one stalking them. Someone is blaming stuff on him and killing people. Like someone else is killing people and they're having to solve within the friend group. Like he goes out of the country, whatever, and he's starting his life over. But of course, you know, he gets into this friend crowd that are fucking crazy.
Okay.
And crazy shit starts happening. People are dead. And he's involved again. And he sees the chick from, you know, the one he killed his wife for. And she was so fucking startled by him. She won't have nothing to do with him.
Okay.
You remember, I don't know if you remember that his wife ruined that for him. She straight up was like, he's a murderer. Told the girl all kind of scary shit. He killed your baby daddy. And this and that. And so
I did not see that yet.
When he got up, you know, he got up to her, he couldn't unexplain that shit. She didn't believe him.
So, where's the baby?
The baby was raised by the gay couple, the guys that lived next door or whatever.
Okay. All right. So they gave
He left them with him.
Okay.
Sorry. You'll see. I mean, he plans it out perfectly.
That's going to be weird, too. Okay. I guess I don't know if I'm looking forward to that.
I just thought he would be happy. That's my beef about you. I mean, he found somebody just like him.
Mm-hmm.
And he still wasn't happy. He just ain't never happy.
Right.
He's never happy.
It's just going to be the way it is. So I've been watching throwback shows of The Housewives of New Jersey.
Yes.
Okay. I went to the very first season. I've been watching. I think I'm on season six. I don't know why everybody likes Teresa so much. I don't know what I've missed. But I'm waiting for the good part of her to come out. I don't know.
She, in the new season, I can speak because I'm watching the new season and I never watched the early seasons.
Oh, okay.
Right now, it's just sucking because Teresa and her brother are fighting like cats and dogs.
Well, then
and she's trying to get married. Yeah, she's trying to get married. And then, like, they're all offended because they're not in the wedding. And every other time, you're like, God, I wish they'd just wrap this shit up and make it all right. But they just keep fighting.
That's okay. Because since the beginning, or I guess season three, because there was one villain chick in the beginning that they all fought with. And then she left the show and they brought in Melissa and Joe. Teresa's brother.
Yeah.
And they've been fighting like this whole time. So I'm kind of like waiting for it to be like, oh, this is why everybody likes her. I mean, I like her, but I mean, she is a lot of drama.
I like Teresa. I don't know. I feel like she keeps it real. I like
it.
Teresa.
I don't know if she does. And I did like her husband, Joe. Like, did you ever watch anything with them in it?
No.
I think you need to go back to the
not beginning. When they were this together. Is... I'm talking about like Moore's now where she's like snaps on people. It's pretty funny.
Well,
I wouldn't say she was my favorite person, but I don't even know if I have a favorite one of the girls in New Jersey. I just watch and they all just trip me out. Like the one that has is Jackie. That has
still on there?
Jackie that has the eating disorder type of thing. You're not really touching on that much this season.
Well, that's sad.
I think she's getting better with it, though. They touched in on that a lot in season 12.
Okay.
It is 13 now, right?
I'm not sure, but what I learned from The Real Housewives of Potomac, because you got me to watch that, so I kind of jumped in, was that I missed so much from not watching it from the beginning. Like, a lot more stuff at the end made more sense to me, why people were acting or had the type of grudges that they did. So that's why with New Jersey, when you were asking me to watch New Jersey, I started from the beginning, so I don't sound like I know,
you know what
I'm
talking
about. Right.
Oh, well, I've been watching it for, like, at least since season 10, and all I can say is, like, all they do is argue.
Right.
Like, Margaret and Jennifer and fucking Teresa, and, like, they can never get it together where they're all getting along. I swear to God. Like, right now, Jennifer, they call her, like, a big pothead and stuff. She's like, I only smoke marijuana in the evenings. Could you imagine if it was me there? Oh, my God. They would really be on me. My bitches be all drinking alcohol, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they added some new people to season 13.
But I heard
God,
like
all they do is argue.
That's kind of what I'm getting.
About the same shit.
I kind of want Teresa's cookbook. It's $40. It's $40 off of Amazon, $4 off of eBay.
You want her cookbook? You think she can cook?
Skinny Italian. I want to diet. I'm trying. Gotta lose 10 pounds.
She's got a Skinny Italian cookbook.
That was her first cookbook that she put out, was called Skinny Italian. So I was
That's pretty cool.
Oh, maybe I'll get that. And it was $40 off of the Amazon. So then I looked on eBay. I'm going to tell DJ to get it for me. I hear Elliot trying to come in my door.
Get the audio version. Get the video version.
And the Kindle version, I think, was free.
Come on, Teresa. That's awesome.
It's good. And I've also been watching old episodes of 90210 Beverly Hills. I don't know why. It just, you know why? It pops up on my Facebook feed all the time and I'll watch clips of it. And so now I went back and I watched the episodes. And I never watched the earlier years. I kind of jumped in the middle. I guess I'm being nostalgic.
That's awesome. I love that show.
Yeah,
I watch it old stuff too.
Yeah.
But did you watch The Real Housewives?
Makes me sad for Dylan.
Oh, R.I.P.
I know. Is Shannon
Perry
still alive? Or did she die of cancer?
Yeah,
she's cancer.
Still alive.
So sad. Okay. What were you saying? I cut you off.
She's still alive. Have you been watching the girls' trip?
Not yet.
Girl Housewives?
No, I want to know who these housewives are. So it's
part
of the reason
why I don't know.
Only
people I know. Okay, only people I know is Portia, Giselle, and Candace.
Is it good? Can
I don't know
right
them other girls. Yeah, just watch it. You'll crack
in.
Up. So the skinny though on it is Portia, you know, supposedly took her man from another woman, but that's neither here nor there. Right, remember?
Weren't they in like a pool?
Yeah.
Is that Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Okay.
It was on Atlanta. Okay, so she's on it. And so she's married to that guy, whatever. That's fine. But she's on it, and then Giselle's on it, and then Candace is on it, and you know they ain't getting along. This is after the whole thing about the husband thing.
Do they get along at the trip?
Not real. No.
Okay, I didn't know if like they band together and fight with the other girls. So no,
they were being cordial at first, but then they were like they couldn't hold back. They're not getting along.
Yeah.
Like somebody stole.
I'm not surprised.
Somebody stole Giselle's liquor. She brought her own liquor and she can't find the bottle and it's hilarious. She wants to search Candace's room. Candace is like, no. Stupid.
Did Candace take it?
It's on Peacock. No, it's not been proven, but she was like, I don't need to. I don't need to have you search my room.
Mm-hmm.
They're funny.
All right, well, I'm going to check that one out. And you know what else I love right now?
What?
Jersey Shore. I'm so happy for Angelina.
She found a new man.
Vinny 2.0. Yes, I love it.
I'm also happy that Sammy's coming back.
Very happy. I'm looking forward to it.
And
Ronnie. I think that you said they filmed a bit together.
Well, I saw him film separate. He was on the episode, but somebody said that he was filming in the same place. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
I know. We'll see. I think that they paid Sammy a lot of money. And I think that Ron jumped at the opportunity to film with Sammy for like nothing. So I can't wait to see if it happens. And I hope he keeps his paws off of her. I hope that they are kind and we don't see any of that nastiness, because Sammy doesn't deserve it. Especially finally coming back after all this time. You behave, Ronald. ran.
I know. Well, she, I think all the time, she never come back in the past because she always had a boyfriend and probably was against that shit.
She still hasn't been married. She still doesn't have any kids. I hate that. Like, I hate that he's such an asshole and they didn't work out.
Yeah.
You know, because it would have been a nice, sweet love story if he wasn't such a piece of shit who cheated on her and would, like, throw shit around the room. She deserves better. So I wanted things to work out for her, but I'm sad that it hasn't worked out for her. Like, I'm sad that she doesn't have a family with some kids and can move on from Jersey Shore. But I can't wait to see her back on the show. You know, I have mixed emotions.
What do you think about them now, though? Like, they got Angelina with the 2.0, and then they have... Why aren't they showing Nikki?
I bet you Nikki didn't want to come on after the drama from last season. Yeah, I'm sure she'll make another appearance. I don't think anything of that. But I think that they need to have a baby if they're going to. If not, she's never going to have a baby soon. He's getting up there. He's one of the older ones from the cast. Just so you know.
Somebody was rumored that he had fake abs.
Do you know that everybody can fake that shit? You can get surgery. You can get silicone rubber body suits.
What's your face at that? Aubrey.
I believe it. Aubrey, she knows all the tricks because she's got all that fakery going on too. But I would like to give a shout out to my husband, DJ, who has been working really hard for 4 months and losing weight to try to get off his blood pressure medicine and eating healthy. We've eaten nothing but meat and vegetables for months. I admittedly cheat more often on a daily basis than he does. He's done so good. He's lost 20 pounds. He's building up muscle. He's 42 years old and he's like getting a six pack. So I'm really proud and I'm so proud of him. But I've been eating the same diet. I haven't been working out. Like, he works out at least an hour, maybe 2 hours a day, because he's been working really hard at it because he wants to get off his medicine. Now he sees his muscles. He's like, it's working. So he wants to keep going.
Yeah.
And then I just feel low about myself because my weight didn't come off as much, but I also really haven't worked out as much. But, you know, I'm getting older. I see the wrinkles. That's, you know, my clothes aren't fitting the way that I would want them to or they should. And, you know, he's just buff as can be.
Yeah, but let's dive into that. No, let's not skim over that.
I know, but good job, honey. Congratulations. I'm so proud of him. And I know the goal is for him to be living a healthy life, for him to live longer and get off his blood pressure medicine. Because he was on 3, he dropped 1. And I think he's told me he just stopped taking the other 2. I hope he doesn't die. But I'd rather him eat right than take pills. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, definitely. And let's not just skim over the wrinkles and the worry part and the feelings you were having, because I too have those similar feelings. It like fucking sucks. I'm tired of looking, you know, I know we should be grateful, but I'm like looking in the mirror like, why? Like, I'm so upset that I didn't appreciate what I had when I had the chance. What I want to tell everybody is it fades quick, guys. Like, wrinkles start quick. And it's cool to embrace it, but damn, I spent a lot of time not thinking I was beautiful. I want people to, like, cut to the chase on that shit and just feel you're beautiful early on and just fucking appreciate it in every journey, every piece of the journey.
Well, maybe we need to embrace it. Because this is still a good time, because in 20 years... gonna be worse.
Well, they say, okay, so listen, like, this is the real shit, right? This is the real shit. This is the real shit right here.
Oh my gosh.
You age in stages, right? You age and wrinkle in stages. And it's like, okay, so the next one comes, they say between, like, you get one between, and your late 30s.
It's gotta be 40.
Age wrinkles.
Once I hit 40, I got wrinkles and I gained 10 pounds. And so I've been trying hard to lose that 10 pounds. But in the same part, I look healthy. But I just think maybe I need, like, something in my eye. Different. You can see all my wrinkles.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Ready? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. So at age 20, high collagen production keeps skin plump and firm. Some dynamic wrinkles or whatever. But, you know, just normal. So then age 30, after After age 20, collagen levels decrease by roughly 1% per year. Wrinkles are deeper set and more prone to discoloration and environmental damage. Then it says age 40, volume loss makes sagging more noticeable. Wrinkles and skin damage are more visible and harder to treat. Then age 50 comes, and then your bone and tissue volume shrinks and leaving more loose skin and a hollow appearance. Skin is prone to damage. And then age 60 is like the last one, where it's like visible volume loss in the bones and tissue, damaged skin, and static wrinkles can create a jowly and drooping appearance.
Great. I'm so glad we get to live.
We're gonna be a throwback. Sorry, I told you that. We're gonna be throwbacks because everybody else is getting Botox.
I know, but I don't want to get Botox. I feel like once you get Botox, you get to a certain point where it's like you shouldn't have got Botox. Like if you have to keep doing it, I don't know. But then like sometimes like maybe I just need like an eye lift or like, you know, get the loose skin from the top of my eyes. Because it's, like, even hard to put makeup on, that kind of thing. And I didn't wear glasses the other day, and Alex told me I looked old because I could see all my wrinkles and to put my glasses back on.
Kids are the worst.
I know. I was like,
kids are the fucking worst. Jackson, I told you for the longest time, I had to tell him to stop. I was like, shut up about my wrinkles, Jackson.
That's what I told him. I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, I can only take so much of you making fun of mommy being, like, thicker or fatter or rounder and wrinkles. And I know they're just messing with me sometimes because I mess with him too, but it's like I got TJ messing with me, I got Alex messing, give me a complex.
We're fucking sensitive.
And then my baby Elliot saying, you're perfect, you're a princess, you're beautiful just the way you are. And I'm like,
I love him,
I love you. So yeah, it's been a struggle. I need to go shopping. We need to make a shopping day, and I need to find some things that make me feel good. Yeah. And you're good at styling. I'm really not. I need your help. We need to do this. Yeah. I feel good about what I'm wearing today. I feel okay.
You look cute. I think we should do it.
But on a daily basis, it's not the same. The struggle is real. So yes, let's do it.
I do. I feel like if I don't, you know, if I don't put on makeup, you know, if I don't go outside with my eyebrows on,
I look like a crackhead.
Like, literally, I want to just run out to the gym, right? I want to just fucking run out to the gym. And now that I'm 45, you know, going on 46, I can't. I can't just leave out without any eyebrows on or eyeliner. Like, I look like death.
I think I did the other
death
day.
Death becomes her.
I did the other day. I said, fuck it. And I did. And I ran out with my hair in a bun. I didn't have my eyebrows done. And I forgot where I had to go. And I didn't want it to be long, but I had to. And I did it.
She said, fuck it. I can't do it. I can only do it in places that I know. Like, I don't care. Like, the car. I have my sunglasses
that's
on
what
and
it
I care.
Like, I think I was in drive-thru or something like that. I had to get something real quick. But I was like, okay, I have no time. It's hard.
I don't think they can't see me in the drive-thru.
I have a hard time finding, like, doctor's appointments or time to make the doctor's appointments. Because I'm trying to, like, balance everything else. It's just no time. I think that's why old people are in such a hurry to get things done.
Which like, was, wait a minute, though. You would stuff, want them to think.
Like, no time, no time, no time. There's no time.
You would think they would want to slow down.
No, because you realize how quickly time goes. I feel like the older we get, the quicker time goes by. And there's just it no does. Time. Like, I got to get the kids ready for a trade show. I have to get Alex motivated. I need to help Elliot learn how to make some things for the show in a few weeks. Hopefully, you and I have a craft show that's coming up. I got the end of the year school year program coming up. We've got camping. We've got it's no time. And then I got to work.
On top of all that, yeah, superwoman. Yeah.
Don't forget to clean. Don't forget to do that, too. You know? It's just
some people have cleaning ladies.
I just don't want that. I feel like a cleaning lady would walk into my house and be like, what the fuck? And they wouldn't even know where to start.
I feel like, wow, whoever has one. Mm-hmm. It must be fucking nice. Because
my sisters both have one.
A few of my friends have one.
Yeah.
But I'm the one here. It's like, right. Everybody, I would say, pitches in, but it's a pain in the ass.
It is. It's just never
definitely
stops.
Definitely is.
Right.
So. It never stops. But the aging crisis and the aging depression is falling upon me as well. So mm-hmm. we have to do something to make ourselves feel young again. I don't know.
So,
I feel like working out more for me too would be, listen,
me too.
This is my dilemma, right? Mm-hmm. I want to work out. I want to look good, but I have no the fuck idea what I'm doing weight wise, weight, you know, weights itself. Like I know cardio to, but I want to be able to tone up and like go into the gym and do a routine that I know what I'm doing.
Right.
As soon as I go in there, I'm like, oh, cardio.
That's all you do is cardio.
Yeah, because I'm doing.
See, I prefer to do weights over cardio. We need to get together.
Yeah. So I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, I want to be able to go to the gym and say, all right, it's arm day or whatever, leg day.
Right.
And then have shit toned
up. But it's so easy to pull up a workout just saying arm day or leg day. It's just hard for me to get motivated to do it. Once I do it, I'm good. But
now I want somebody to show me, like, I need a personal trainer to be like, this is what you need to do.
I think I'm going to ask DJ to pay for some personal training sessions for my birthday. I think I should do that because my sister has a personal trainer. Her name is DK Fit, Donna. Check her out. I think I should do that because he's on this health kick trying to get me healthy now that he's healthy. I bet you I could get away with it. So I should do that.
Do. Yeah, I want some too.
Yeah, maybe you should ask for that for your birthday.
Yeah, because I need to do something.
Yeah, the whole thing. But anyhow, be blessed. We're old. It's okay.
It's okay. Right. It's okay to feel down.
It's gonna be all right.
To feel down. I mean, we covered TV. Now we're covering our life. So I'm coming up on my last grand jury duty, and it's ironically on 420. And I am going to smoke with the $30 that I'm paid for grand jury duty that day. And because, guys, they gave it to me for 6 months. It's been 6 months of this shit, okay? And every other week, 6 months of devoting your life. And this, I'm finishing something. It's going to be over. Just a few more days.
I always feel like it's a part of your life now.
Yeah, everybody's like, is this that Thursday?
Right. Is this the week that you're at the jury or you're, you know, doing that courthouse thing? Mm-hmm. But at least it's almost right over. You know more than Kim Kardashian.
With all the shit I learned. I mean, come on. Yeah, they said the judge wants to come in and thank us, you know, for our service. So get there. I think they said early. I got a call because, you know, I forget what they be saying.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on 420, so, you know, that's my holiday. And
do you want to talk about the session that you're planning? I'm going camping that weekend. But what have you got going on?
So, I want to do, you know, a virtual sesh on, you know, our StreamYard. If anybody is interested in seshing with me on 420, I'd like to do it around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you guys can pop on, smoke, you know, so we could tell stories. We can do all kind of fun shit, you know, and it's open for anyone. Hit us up in our messenger for the link. You can either hit up Tokes with Stacy or, you know, the Moms Talking Shit on Instagram and we get you with that link. Because I love to, like, make new friends. And if you want to make new friends that also, you know, indulge in cannabis, then do that. Also, take the time for our sponsor, you know, Polar Blast. You go and get yourself the coldest smoke in the world, personalized with the Polar Blast. Coupon code Moms Talking Shit at checkout for that 10% discount. And you can look at our videos on YouTube. We have two of them. You know, you can check those out.
They do pretty good. I want to put up more reviews.
I do.
There's no time.
Our YouTube suffers a lot, but, you know, it's like you got to pick one thing that does well. We would just say the listens are way better than YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what it is. And Instagram, you know, with this fucking check thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm everywhere right now, but I don't even give a shit. Instagram with the check mark. I think because of the fact, now hear me out, because with the documentary we just recently watched about Instagram and the whole fucking Facebook genre bullshit, how they're all in cahoots. It's like funny now how they want us to buy a check mark by showing our ID and all these things, right? When really you're getting paid for reels and all these accounts that are not, you don't give your ID for, that are making money. I feel like it's the IRS being slick. Like, oh yeah, buy a check mark, give us your ID, and now we got you, bitch. Whenever that you're gonna make, whenever you're gonna make money on them reels.
Anything over $600.
They're gonna be clocking.
They wanna know. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. And then now we're never gonna know. I just usually use that as a no, it's a celebrity. Now it's like everybody's got a check mark.
And they just pay for it and turn in their ID. Nah, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm
good.
Doesn't
matter if you got a check mark at all.
No, I guess we're supposed to trust the business more if they have a check mark, but I'm good.
Yeah, we're good.
No, but I think what I wanted to say about the grand jury experience was that it was just interesting that they want that the judge wants to come say hi, thank you. And I'm like, and they want us to write something. They want us to write a, you know, a summary of our experience.
You do? You get a lesson at the end?
And I'm like, you know, listen, dear.
I guess the whole thing was a lesson.
The whole thing. Like, dear, you know, thanks a lot for choosing me over all these retired people in this fucking area that would have been happy to be doing this. You know, I was like, oh my God. I luckily could change my schedule around.
So
and
lucky.
It didn't affect me because I do 4 days at work, you know, so it's like I could have finagled a day because it was every other Thursday. But they don't give a shit. Like, they don't care if you don't. The income thing is not a reason to let you out. So if you were like, I can't afford it because I'll miss, you know, 2 to 3 days of pay per month, they're like, that's not a reason to let you out.
Yeah, because they give you a whole $30.
Right. And you just live on that shit, girl. Unless you work for the state, then
make
you can pay
work
for the whole day. You can kind of almost tell the ones that ask
really?
Me questions, they probably work for the state. Because I'm like, God, shut up.
Guess
some of them people, boy, I swear, I just, oh, it's like being in an office meeting and you got the people that ask the dumb questions and you're like, shut the fuck up.
Could have been an email.
Do today. Could have been an email. Thanks a lot. Did we really have to come today? But yes, that was interesting. Also, my latest journey too has been have a child that has ADHD, and I currently stopped her. She was on Vyvanse, which is a stimulant. She never really liked them, but so this is going to be a whole new journey of seeing how she does without taking anything. Academically, I'm going to give her a chance to see this last quarter how she does, you know, because she's older now. I don't know. I know when she was younger, it affected her a lot as far as like, I didn't want to put on her on the medicine, but once they talked to me about it a few times and I researched some of it, I didn't never like what it said, but she, once she was on it, she could read right away and stuff. I felt at the time it was like a good decision and I only gave it to her on when she would go to school. So then I also never knew if that was a good thing. Like, giving it to her on days that she just was in school, but then not days. Would she have withdrawals from the days that she wasn't on? Like, she never really communicated, but she always had a shitty attitude. And so,
on it, like, or off of it?
Both. But I'm like, I'm wondering if, you know, I'm wondering if it was like, you know, I'm wondering if it was like, you know, making her have that on the days that she didn't have, well, didn't have it. You know, it was like, it would have, not having the medicine affect her attitude also. So she's had a little stretch off of it. So far it's been okay. I haven't heard anything from school yet. I'm waiting to see if I hear anything. But my journey continues.
Well, I think that's great. I think it's great that you're trying to get her off of taking the pills and trying to see how it is. And, you know, is there some other kind of alternatives, or maybe there's not a reason to take him anymore. I think it's really good that you're at least giving that a chance. So
yeah, it's hard when you have to put your kids on medicine. It's like they don't communicate that much with you. It's like, oh, how you feel? Oh, okay.
I think that if I would have tried to put Elliot in public school, they probably would have pushed to put him on something, but since we're doing homeschooling, it hasn't been an issue. And I've already seen so much growth from the beginning of the year. I think it just comes with time. You know, not all kids are meant to sit at a desk all day.
Some no, are, I'll tell you that this you is what happened mean? With and my kid.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking age. About you, like, I just meant in general.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm saying, no, pushed. I feel you.
Mm-hmm. And so he's not.
I wouldn't say they made me go medicine wise. They like the school mm-hmm. didn't push the medicine wise thing. But what was happening in school was that she was every day leaving to go to the nurse. Like every day. I think it was first grade. She was just getting up, going to the nurse every day. So I didn't like she would date. There were certain things that she was doing and like spacing out and certain things. And the doctor that she had at the time had a conversation with her. Her children had ADHD, or one of them. And so it was having conversations with her. Whereas though she felt it was more like the child having the ADHD with the, it's like they have missing, when the medicine makes up for the miss, where they're missing the molecules or whatever that are missing from
the
person that has it. Mm-hmm. Right. Some people say that their ADHD is controlled well by medication, so that are adults, not mm-hmm. kids wise. Because you do, like if you have it as a kid, then you're going to, most a lot of people have it when they're older too.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a friend that has it as an adult and takes medicine. Sometimes I will get advice from her, like, is it better to do it every day or is it better for not, like she legitimately went and had her brain studied or whatever at like Kennedy Krieger. So a lot of times they diagnose you just from talking to you, but like she actually went and had her, like she had hers, the whole spiel thing done up. And I could have had Al done like that too. They let them do these studies where they study your brain if they say that you have, you know, ADHD or whatever. And all the benefits or all the not things about it. So I never did it though for her, but my adult friends have done that.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, I haven't known how she's been on it since a kid. So this will be interesting to see how she does.
Well, I hope it does well for her. I really do.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I'm like waiting because I've had in the past where I've forgotten to give it to her during school, and it would always be something where a teacher would reach out to me and be like, "Hi," like if I would always get some type of thing when I would forget, like, "So today she did this," or like something impulsive, and I was like, "Oh fuck."
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I would probably get those phone calls all the time if Ellie were in school, but it's okay. It's, you know,
it's yeah. Just I just what it's it just is. Some children don't like some children are different than other children. Mm-hmm. In school, like
right.
Jackson's problem is that he's every other day lying, faking that he don't feel good. Mm-hmm. So that's a problem. So we
it
wake
still
up.
Happens.
And I still have every day. Oh, my stomach, and it's like hard to see when he's telling the truth when he's lying.
Mm-hmm.
God, every day, guys, they hit me with this drama. I'm like, can it ever be a day when they just go to school?
Well, I'm so proud. I think the other day, Alex was. Like, I think I gave him an option. I don't remember what it was. I was like, do you want to miss school for this or something? He's like, well, no, because then I'll be behind. And I never hear that from him. I was like, okay. So we didn't do whatever it was that we were going to do. But I don't know. It's hard to find the group of school. I feel good about school right now. My kids feel pretty good about school right now. Again, we only go 1 to 2 days a week. I'm so excited about the classes that they're taking next year. Have I talked about this at all?
Yeah, I think you did last time, but you could do it again.
Yeah, I think so too. No, I'm not going to do it again. And looking forward to just teaching next year. I just hope it continues to go this way. And I'm nervous about, you know, the older they get, am I going to be able to keep up, you know, from being able to teach them what it is that they need to be taught. But so far,
so homeschool lady.
Yeah. I know. And then Elliot the other day, he always hates the one co-op we go to. He doesn't hate it, but he's like, I don't like that one because I have to sit all day, which is like how it would be at school. And the other one, they kind of play more. And the other day he said, I think I like this school now. It's good. I said, oh, great. Just in time for summer break. You know?
Right.
Like, now you're not going to go anymore for a few months. So
now we're going to try again.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess it's
school's
it's
hard.
All a different thing. It is hard. We don't know what's going to be good.
I could be fucking up my kids and them not learning certain things, but it's okay. I think it'll all work out at the end.
I could be messing my kids up too, but I keep telling them, I said, listen here, buddy, you can't be calm. You can, if he does go to school, he'll be in a nurse's office sometimes. And I'm like, I'll see the phone call. And I'm like,
you know who it is.
And it'd be like 3 o'clock. Why couldn't you just stay till 4 o'clock? You mm-hmm. have one more hour. And they're like, oh, he said he can't. And he is so dramatic too. He comes home, he's like, oh, my head. I can't see, Mom.
Oh.
I can't walk.
Oh, really?
Then he'd be fine. It's hard to believe it. I keep telling him about the boy who cried wolf. Mm-hmm. Always acting like you're sick. And then when you are, nobody's ever going to believe you.
That's tricky. Mm-hmm.
It is tricky.
Ugh. It is.
Okay. So, anyways, that's all I got.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, guys. Listen, check us out on our social media and Instagram, Mom's Talking Shit, and our stories. Please, you know, we love to hear your feedback. Don't forget about the Polar Blast, wpolarblast.com. Coupon code Mom's Talking Shit for 10% off. And anything else?
No.
See y'all next time. Bye.